Mini episode 1045 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode 1045. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Better Call Saul episode 4.10. Here's our top five developments heading into the fourth season finale. Number five, the preview showing the return of Howard Hamlin and a supposedly revitalized HHM may suggest other loose ends from this season will be re-emerging. It's interesting to think of what they might be. Is there a chance that the prosecutor's office might investigate whether Huell was freed because of fraud? Could any of the stunts that Jimmy pulled in the cell phone business come back to bite him in terms of getting his law license back? You just know that there's going to be a few callbacks that we didn't see coming. Number four, now we know how Hector got his little bell. And of course, it's something that reflects what a psychopath he always was. We didn't get to see his private communication with Lalo, but it will be interesting to see if he was able, through his mind and his bell, to help Lalo plan whatever mischief he's up to. Number three, things may get dark for Mike very rapidly. His friend Werner is now a loose end and must be dealt with completely ruthlessly. But what of the rest of the crew, who will wonder what happened to their leader? They're probably not of much use without him, so it's not like they can even be counted on to finish the job. That makes them all loose ends. It's starting to look like Mike's going to cross lines that he hadn't before in terms of shedding innocent blood, maybe quite a lot of it. Number two, Gus and Nacho have got a real problem on their hands with Lalo. It's very clear that his cheerful demeanor cloaks a very menacing persona. The only question is what he's up to. He doesn't appear to suspect Nacho of working for Gus. His offer of working with Gus against Don Eladio was probably just a front for whatever his real agenda is. The longer that his agenda is hidden, the more he's going to have the upper hand on both Gus and Nacho. The guess here is they find out what it is right exactly as the season finale is coming to a close. Number one, Jimmy proves to be his own worst enemy like never before. While Kim's support is not as unconditional as he wants it to be because she's not stupid, she's always been in his corner like nobody else in his life, and he quite possibly blew it for good with her by taking out his post-hearing frustrations on her. One of the reasons that this show ranks among the best in TV history is the nuances of all the characters. While Jimmy is far more sympathetic than Chuck, neither of the McGill brothers was completely right or completely wrong about themselves or the other one. So Jimmy's got multiple levels of weird stuff working in his brain. He is warped by Chuck's image of him as Slippin' Jimmy, and is convinced that everyone sees him that way. But he actually is Slippin' Jimmy, if not as bad a guy as Chuck made him out to be. We know that his final destination of embracing the Saul Goodman identity will represent his fervent embrace of all that the dishonest side of him represents. And he seemed to be on a straight line trajectory to that all season, if not longer. But now Kim's going to try to help him get his law degree back, which is going to mean zigging towards more honesty, at least on the surface. We've seen a lot of zigs and zags this season, not least of which Jimmy and Kim getting closer in episode 4.8 before their big fight in the last episode. Now we get to see Jimmy take what might be his swan song on the side of honesty before finally breaking bad in his own right. We know that this season, like everyone before it, is going to end with a bang. It's going to be awesome seeing how it unfolds. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.